Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Give me the hogs, Chuck.
Hey, welcome in. Glad you are here for this edition of the Give Me the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company. We're going to wrap up the week a day early today. I got several things on my list here, but nothing, to be perfectly honest, jumps out as the topic of the day. The one that I know everybody's talking about. There's really not that topic today, so I'm going to scattershoot, as they say, and jump on a few topics that have dominated some of the discussion anyway as we move through the week. I'll begin with basketball. The Razorbacks found out this week, we found out this week, everybody found out this week that Arkansas is going to play Miami in the ACC Challenge. I know some had thought about a rematch with Duke, and there are a couple of rematches from a year ago in the SEC-ACC Challenge. But we've learned that Arkansas will instead go play Miami on December 3rd in Miami. My first thought, great trip. My second thought is this. I'm glad that's where they're going, because my opinion on this trip is, let's go down there and win the game, and while we're there, let's recruit the best five-star player in the city. Because kids from Miami will go anywhere. They'll go anywhere. That's a whole different place down there, to put it lightly. And those kids are not bound to Florida. They're not bound to Miami. They're not bound to Florida State. Tallahassee's a world away from Miami, I promise you. And go down there and get a player. Go down there, beat them, do some recruiting while you're there, which I'm certain they will do, and find somebody who can help you. It's one of the things that I think that as a fan base we're going to have to adjust to. Those of us who are old enough remember when Coach Richardson did it. But even his recruiting was by and large regional. Cal's going to recruit nationally, and that includes places like Miami. So I'm glad they're going down there. And just for the record, I mean, Miami's been to the Final Four since the Razorbacks have, and Miami's been to the Final Four since Kentucky has. So it's not like they're going down there and playing chopped liver. I know Miami fell off last year. I guess we'll find out this season. Was the Final Four year? Was that an aberration, or was, you know, when things fell apart last year, was that an aberration? But it'll be a good trip. When you think about it, Arkansas plays Miami on December 3rd in Miami, and then a week later they're playing Michigan in Madison Square Garden. Both pretty good December trips. It's another basketball item I want to talk about today. There's another thing related to basketball that I want to talk about today that has largely gone unnoticed. In fact, I've got to admit, until I was just randomly reading last night, I was not aware of it either. The NCAA Basketball Playing Oversight Committee has been busy over the summer. These are the guys that set the rules for the coming season. Now, most of the time, in fact, this year certainly qualifies to be in this group as well. Most of the time, the changes are tweaks. There's not anything major. Now, you'll have exceptions, like prior to last season. The edict came down that we're going to stop calling charges, guys. Don't be thinking that you're going to be able to draw a charge in the lane and eliminate all these dribble drives. Dribble drives are part of the game now. Fans want to see it. We're going to quit calling all these charges. Sometimes you have things like that that really do dramatically affect the game. Other times it's tweaks. Here's what I'm driving at. The Rules Committee has suggested an experimental rule for this coming season. In fact, they wouldn't even experiment with it until the NIT, when the season, at least the regular season's concluded. It allows coaches to appeal out-of-bounds calls for video replay inside the final 2 minutes of games. In other words, if there's an out-of-bounds play that you disagree with inside the final 2 minutes of the game, you can appeal the call. Now, these are the important lines. This would eliminate officials' voluntary ability to review out-of-bounds calls in the final 2 minutes. In other words, they're not going to be deciding themselves every time a ball goes out of bounds, should we go review it? And it's going to be on the coaches to appeal it. Now, here's the deal. It's going to be tied into their timeouts. If you appeal a call and you're right, you keep your timeout. If you appeal the call and you lose a timeout. Timeouts are valuable inside the final 2 minutes of games, all right? What if you don't have a timeout left at all? You can still appeal the call, but it's a technical foul if you're wrong. It's just like if you called a timeout when you didn't have one. That's basically how the rule is going to work. Now, I think this is a good rule, and I'll tell you why. One of the worst things that can happen at a college basketball game, in my opinion, is for officials to go to what is voluntary replay review during the final 2 minutes of games and then spending 5-6 minutes over there, then having another 30 to 40 seconds of play, another close call, and then they go back over to the video monitor and spend another couple of minutes there. I can't tell you the number of times I've sat in our position on the floor, both at Bud Walton Arena and at other arenas, and watched people get up and leave during the final 2 minutes of the game when the video review takes too long. Now, that's not entirely avoidable. I understand that. But when it's a five-point game, let's say your team's down by 5 points with 54 seconds to go. Well, in the moment, you still think there's a chance to win. But after 3 or 4 minutes of sitting there and watching the officials review this replay across the floor and seeing all these people around you begin to get up and leave, you start thinking about things like beating traffic. Well, it's a school night too, and I got to get little Johnny home. All the things that would have kept you in the arena, that delay is what sends you out of the arena. I see it over and over and over again. I think it's terrible. The only problem that I have with replay, just generally speaking, I'm in favor of replay in all sports. But the one problem that I have with it is the way it breaks up the momentum of the game, the way it changes the momentum of a game. We see it in the final 2 minutes of basketball games. I've been watching the NCAA baseball tournament. These umpires go into conferences and replay, and all the while the pitcher's just standing out there on the mound. In the NFL, really more in college football, the NFL's got their act together. They do it in a timely fashion. College football really doesn't. I mean, you got officials running from 1 5-yard line down to the opposite 20. I mean, you got guys, replays take forever, and it changes the momentum of games. And that's the only problem, really, that I have with it. And unfortunately, every one of these officials, I'd say unfortunately, it becomes unfortunate at times, everyone's graded on the job they do. And officials are no different. Well, the reason that these guys continually go to replay is because they know that they got to get the call right, number one, but they want to get the call perfect because as they are graded, that determines the level of games they call and the amount of money they get paid. So they're going to lean on that because they want to get the call perfect. You know, they're working for a raise just like everybody else is out there. But I think this rule, perhaps, could alleviate some of that. You're never going to get into a situation where it's avoidable because there are always going to be close calls at the ends of games. And oftentimes, the outcomes of your that video review is going to play a large role in who wins or loses. So it is important to get it right. But it's also important to do it in a timely fashion. The professional leagues have done a much, much better job in both football and basketball, for that matter, baseball, than the college level has done in terms of implementing replay. It takes too long. And maybe this rule will help in that regard.
You're listening to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Hey, you hear me talking often about Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company. There's a reason for that, because if you are buying or selling a home, I want to recommend them to you wholeheartedly. And the reason that I say that is because of my experience, it began as a first-time home buyer. And it's continued on through adulthood. You know, the reality of life is that you're going to sell and buy a home a time or two. Generally speaking, it's going to be the most money you ever spend. So it's nice to have someone you partner with the first time around that's good enough to be your partner all the way through life. And that's what you're going to find at Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've been around a long time. And you've got people that know this area well. You've also got, because of their partnership with Weikert, you've got the best trained agents in the business. You've got people who understand what the market means to you, who understands when it's time to sell or when it might not be the best time to make a move. Or if you just simply have to,
They can get that done for you right now as well. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. They're in Fort Smith. You hear us talking about their office in Branson. And you can always log on to WankerGriffin.com. All right, continuing on, in no particular order. We found out this week some of the times, more of the times, at least a general idea about when the Razorback football games are going to kick off. Here's the bottom line. Four of the 12 games are going to kick off at either 11 or 12 o'clock. Three conference ball games, one non-conference ball game. Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Texas. They're going to be early games, conference games. Oklahoma State over at their place early. That's an early game too. You know, let's be honest. When you're 4-8 and 1-7, you know, the TV people look at you and say you're not ready for prime time. So you're going to play the early ball game. You got to earn your way out of there. No surprise. The only game that we absolutely know in terms of home games that'll be at night's the LSU ball game. Tennessee could be, might end up being a mid to late afternoon ball game. But we know the LSU game is going to be a night game. We know the Missouri game is going to be played on Saturday. It's not going to be a Friday game this year. Essentially, what's happening here is ESPN has conceded Thanksgiving to the NFL. There's only going to be one college football game on TV, and that's going to be Thanksgiving night. And instead of the Egg Bowl being played, they're going to have Memphis and Tulane on. So they're basically conceding it to the NFL on Thanksgiving. There will be a bulk of games on Friday. The Egg Bowl, for example, is now going into the time slot that was formerly occupied by Arkansas and Mizzou. That was a CBS game before. It'll be an ABC game now. But the kickoff time's right there in that same window. So Arkansas and Mizzou will play the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and it'll be an afternoon game. I had thought when Texas was coming into the league that they would put Texas and Texas A&M on Thanksgiving night. Texas A&M didn't want any part of that. Trev Albert said, we don't want any part of that. Texas wanted it, A&M didn't. A&M's a member now. Texas is the new kid on the block. The SEC brought Texas in without telling A&M it was going to happen. They still kind of owe them. So they're going to play at Kyle Field Saturday after Thanksgiving. So, again, Thanksgiving Day basically conceded to the NFL. Arkansas and Missouri, not a good enough game to warrant a Friday slot in the minds of the ABC and ESPN executives. If you want to get in those time slots, you got to win games. For Arkansas and Missouri to be an attractive game, Arkansas has got to win their share. And they've just not been able to do that. College World Series starts tomorrow in Omaha, Nebraska. Bracket 1's got three ACC teams and Tennessee. Bracket 2's got three SEC teams and North Carolina State. Tomorrow afternoon, Virginia and North Carolina play. Tomorrow night, Tennessee hosts Florida State. Saturday, Kentucky plays NC State early. Florida and Texas A&M play late. It'll run until next weekend in Omaha. Got to stay out of the loser's bracket if you're going to get into that final best of three series that will determine the national champion. It's been 25 years since the top seed in the College World Series won the national championship. I don't think the streak reaches 26. Tennessee, I believe, will beat Kentucky in three games to win the national championship. We'll see how it all turns out. No debate about the NBA Finals. The Celtics have that wrapped up. It's 3-0 now. They'll try to close it out, I guess, on Sunday. And the U.S. Open Golf Championship is underway. Taylor Moore's our guy, folks. Former Razorback. Taylor Moore's having a good year. He's had four top 20 finishes. He finished tied for 12th at the PGA, tied for 20th at the Masters. His best finish this year, tied for second at the Houston Open. He has a late morning tee time in the opening round. And Taylor's a good player. Great Razorback fan. I had a chance to meet him at a basketball game this past year. And he's just, you know, he's a guy that you'd really be proud representing your university. And I hope he does well this weekend. Hey, if you are one of those who gets ready for the weekend by planning your wagers, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. You can go to it right now. There are all kinds of opportunities to place wagers on just about everything. And my favorite part is the fact that there's always an Arkansas twist. There's always an Arkansas tie. There's a prop bet with a former Razorback. There are different odds. There's just all sorts of things that bring it home. And that's why we say it's Vegas, Arkansas style. That's why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps. I know there are. But I also know that there are laws in our state that keep a lot of them from operating in our state. You go to their app, doesn't work. Go to the Bet Saracen app, you'll be ready to go. They've got a how to play video. Download it today, the Bet Saracen app. All right, that's it for today. We're not going to reconvene until Monday, so hope you have a great weekend. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.